Presented by the Connecticut Humane Society, Dogs Go to School Too. Homework, lessons, graduation. Nope, not talking about your experience with school. We're talking about dogs. School and training is important for dogs of all ages, so they learn proper socialization. Jumping on people isn't cool, but sitting politely is. How to be friendly with other dogs. Household manners, and lots more. But instead of grades and awards, dogs get cookies and positive reinforcement. This can be with a private trainer at home or at a facility where multiple dogs come together for classes. There are many categories of training, too. You've got puppy kindergarten, which is for dogs who are a few months old and need to learn basic commands. Sit, down, stay, look, and come. Then there are classes for adult dogs who might not have learned those skills as a puppy and need to work on some other behavior issues. Classes get more advanced if an owner and their dog are up for it. Those can include agility courses, sort of an obstacle course for pups, and the AKC's Canine Good Citizen Program, which teaches dogs to be respectful and well-mannered, both at home and out in the community. Training also helps dogs to stop negative behaviors, such as leash pulling, rudely greeting other dogs, or guarding a food bowl, and to gain confidence if they're shy and nervous. But as many trainers will say, it's not just the dogs who are learning, it's their owners too. Whether it's how to hold the leash, how to properly praise a dog, or when exactly to give a cookie, owners learn that seemingly simple gestures can communicate a lot to their pet. Graduation in doggy training is exciting, but there's one other big perk: strengthening the bond with your dog. There is a hyperlink connection at the bottom of the page, so if you'd like to follow up on this topic, ask your parent, teacher, or guardian with help researching those. That completes this issue of Dogs Go to School Too. I'm Chris Radio Volunteer, Laura Bogart.